Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, grand rising, everybody, and I'm so grateful to have you here. This is Jody Susan, Self-Cell Care, and today I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Andrea Price. She is the CEO of Like No Other, LNO. And Andrea is recognized as one of the world's most progressive and insightful lifestyle brand luminaries. And her mission is to help people feel beautiful and valued. It's really interesting. I'm going to let her share about this, but she battled with body images. And since she was a child, and a lot of people struggle with body image. I was not one of those people. I was like the skinny little thing, but my sister struggled with body images. And I always kept on telling her, you're not your body. You are the soul, you are the beautiful soul within. You know, and then of course I became obese and I still didn't care. So, you know, anyways, I'm going to let Andrea come on and share her story, and you get to all delight in the beautiful queen that she is. All right. Grand Rising, I am wonderful. How are you? Divine timing, that's what I always say, right? And, you know, this is Thanksgiving week, you know, so we, so as far as part of what we're going to talk about with you, I'd love to also, you know, we didn't talk about this, but I'd love to hear from you. And if it's, if you don't have a story around it, that's okay. Because if you didn't prep for that, because if not, I have one. The power of gratitude in manifesting what you created, your empire. No, that's a beautiful, yeah, I love that concept. If you're going to disrespect what you want, why is it going to give you more? Other than more disrespect, right? Because it's a law of attraction, the law of attraction. But before we get into that, tell people, if you don't mind, your story and how you got started with LNO, Like No Other. And what is Like No Other? Talk about that as well. So I so agree. You know, I teach mindset. So, I mean, and I do that not only to, you know, decades of training, right? But the cherry on the cake or the topping on the cake or the whipped cream on the cake or whatever you want to call it, the saying, was when I stepped into being a medical intuitive. Because then I could go into the realm of what was the person. Sometimes people don't understand their mindset and they don't know where it's coming from. Where do the program beliefs come from, right? And so I'm able to tap into, well, you got that first of all, that program belief is not even yours. It was handed down to you, right? So you can choose whether or not you want to keep it or not, you know, just like. So, and we have Teddy on this morning. She says, good day, Susan Essentials. I'm grateful to be here to absorb your wisdom to you and all. Teddy, I'm always so grateful that you are here and showing up on the show. I love you, sister. And what else does she have to say? Oh, she says, I have a friend who has suffered from body dysmorphia. I'll go let her know this conversation is happening. Awesome, Teddy. Yeah. So talk about the creation. Like, how did you come up with the idea? And I love that, the Like No Other, because one of the things I used to coach this one doctor, and he, you know, at the point in time had a thriving practice, but he and he was very capable. So he was not only a chiropractor, but he was an acupuncturist, he was a massage therapist, he was a hypnotist, he did apply kinesiology. He did AK chronic. He like the list kept going. And so, and he is like no other, but he wanted everybody to come to him and was afraid. He had a fear that the money and the attention was going to go somewhere else. And I said, but whoever's meant to come to you is going to come to you, right? Because once you step to your greatness, you automatically attract the people that you're supposed to attract at that point in time. It didn't ever really sink in. Yet. Right. The word yet. Thank you. Right. It didn't sink in yet. Because I said to him, I said, you know, you're amazingly unique. And I said, and you're not supposed to be like anybody else. You're supposed to be you. And there was this constant need to fit in and do it all. I'm like, well, but you're not supposed to do it all. We're supposed to be in community. So, and yeah, those are supposed to's and shoulds, but those are, in my opinion, shoulds that will empower people. We can have very disempowering shoulds, I'm sure you agree. But to encourage people to love together, live together, commune together, and I think that is a powerful place, right, when we can do that in harmony. And he, at the time, was 32. So, yeah. So, you know, talk about, I mean, I want to really have people hear what, how you, you know, you went from corporate America or government America, really, to self-employed. You know, I've never met any self-employed person who hasn't met resistance from family or friends, everyone telling you what to do and that, oh, you shouldn't do business by yourself or whatever. What kind of resistance did you experience when you decided to start your own business? You're fine. You know, you are totally fine. So go ahead. Luck, right? The heart drops, right? What I'm hearing, he would have been happy to hear that you were pregnant versus, you know, amen, right? In on it? Oh, so you were living with your parents at the time, or? Plan. And how old are you? Mind me asking? That's awesome, right? And so this is a great time to, look. Most first of all, you're already successful, but I mean, most people fall forward, right? But you already had, I mean, some. It's better to fall forward at a young age, because I started having businesses when I was in my 20s, and I fell forward, you know, because I didn't know much. So, and had to, you know, both parents were entrepreneurs, and it was interesting. I know where your dad's coming from. And I'm not defending your dad. I'm just saying I know where he's coming from. When you're running a business, it's not easy. And it seems like glory. And when you make it to the top or you're becoming successful, people see that, but they don't see all the work that goes into it. They don't see the grueling nights. They don't see getting up early in the morning. They think, oh, you don't have a boss anymore. Well, now everybody's my boss. And so for us, like starting a business, my husband and I had started it before I met him. But the irony is I incorporated my business before I met him on his birthday. Uh-huh. And I'm like, ooh. Uh-huh. All right. So the issue is that people don't know that you have to have an expert that understands web development and what does SEO looks like. And then what about your relationships? Because really at the end of the day, you can have the best SEO and you can have even the best product. But if you don't have relationships where people trust you enough to buy, it's hard. So, or can be. And in the context of the last few years when people were not allowed out of their homes, you know, how are you going to build business, right? Talk about the body images, if you don't mind, and what that struggle was and why you did this. Talk about, yeah, I'm still getting my voice back. So talk about the body images, like the body image issue and what that looked like for you. And like at the beginning, the middle, now, like all of that. You would hide food. What do you mean you would hide food? Oh, when you were on your diet, okay. So you'd see it or you'd... Interesting. You know, there's such truth to that, but I'm going to give you the opposite, where someone said something to me as an 11-year-old that impacted me in a way, and it wasn't about body image, it was about my religion, which is part of your identity. So her name is Sherry. She goes by a different name now. She's an artist. And I was born Jewish. I converted to Christianity in 2018. And but here I was, a little Jewish girl, moving from a very Jewish neighborhood in Highland Park, Illinois. And I moved to Barrington Hills, Catholics on steroids. So I get to there, and her mother, Sherry's mom, said when she found so Sherry and Ruthie walked down the street to meet me, like to find out who the new little girl was on the street, right? So they come to see me, And, you know, we get on just fine. And the next day, Sherry comes back and says, you know, my mom said I couldn't play with you because you might have horns. Right? Like, because Jews have horns. Right. So, but I told her what to do with that, she said. At 11. I told her what to do with that. So I haven't seen Sherry since high school. So that was like 80, 81, right? Until this weekend, last weekend. And I saw her and I said, because she had her art gallery and we now live in the same state. And I told her what she said. She goes, I don't remember that. And I said, I didn't think you did. I said, but it changed my life. Right? Because somebody at 11 years old told her mom where to go. And her dad. And we came together, you know, and we had fun playing with the dogs. And she's like, yeah, Ma, no, I'm whatever, right? And so a lot of times, you know, when you talk about how the judgment people have for what we look like, the religion, our skin color, and I was very Jewish in a Catholic neighborhood. And there was one other family in this, is lily white, right? And there was one other family that was, you know, black. And I said to this person, I said, you know, I get only maybe 10 seconds more than you before they choose, right? Because they were judging him on skin color and me on my mouth. Right, right, because I had a lot of Jewish innuendos. And as I opened my mouth, there was judgment. And so it's about, in, you know, a lot of, you know, what I'd love for you to talk about is how do you stand in your power, love your body where it's at, love yourself, your religion, your color, your weight, your everything, right? Because God made you perfectly the way that you are. And that's the gift that you are to the world. For sure. Blessed, for sure. No, I would say blessed. I mean, because it's a real thing. I mean, my father grew up in an Italian neighborhood. And so, again, being a Jew, right? So that was not pretty. Yeah, and so and that's awesome that it was not blatant in your face, right? Because no one really needs that. And we actually have a caller. It's 714-337. And so we're going to take that call and see what the questions are. Hold on one second. Oh, and it's 8:30, so we have to go to commercial right after. Hold on. And thank you for calling Self-Care. And what's your name and where are you calling from? Oh, and they just dropped. I think that maybe they didn't want to talk and they put their hand up by accident. That's so funny. It's okay. You can call back. Just don't hit the one. No, but if you do have questions, you can. So let me tell people how to call in. So if you want to call into the show and ask Andrea a question or myself, it's 515-605-9325, and then you press 1 to speak. So, and, you know, we'd love to hear your stories about body image or, you know, things like that, or, you know, what, you know, have you started your own business, and what was it that inspired you, and what would you like to ask Ray about, you know, what her lessons are. So this has been quite a journey for you. So what has kept you grounded? Or, you know, we should go to commercial. Sorry, because it is 8:30. So let me quit commercial. And we'll just do that first. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll just do this one last one.
Okay, so we are back with Andrea Price. So hopefully she can get her screen back on. So we'll just do, okay, so we'll remove her right now. So I want to talk about a little bit, since it is the week of Thanksgiving, gratitude, and I also want to talk about programming. And so for the one part of this, I want to show a video for about Don Miguel Ruiz. He talks about authenticity. So I'm just going to play that real quick so that it's about a 2-minute and 20-second video. And I think it's, it's about understanding the programming, what's real, what's not. And so let me just go here. Let me just do that. We go. Oh, shoot. I just kind of messed that up. Okay. Okay. There we go. So he talks about, let me see if I can get that, about authenticity, and we can only know who we really are when we allow ourselves to let go of the stories we've created to define ourselves. With faith, we can conquer fear and jump into the unknown, which leads us into a journey of awareness, truth, and happiness. And I felt that this kind of resonated with, what you, hold on a second. Andrew, can you still not hear the audio? My husband's saying he can't hear the audio. Really? Well, I hope you all enjoyed his mouth moving. That's hilarious. Well, we hope that doesn't happen on the next video that we show. So that's really weird. I've not had that before. Okay. And so so let's go back. Let me just have it in here. So what were the greatest lessons on your journey here, Andrea? Well, and Andrew here is saying, he says, as Andrea mentioned earlier, the beliefs we have of ourselves can be driven to a large extent by what others tell us. Self-love is critical, but many of us fall short. What do you advise people? So it's interesting. You spoke something that I teach all the time. We teach people how to treat us, don't we? We train them. We tell them exactly what to do. We tell them how we, by what we accept in terms of their behaviors, right? And if we continue accepting a behavior that we don't value and we don't say anything and we go to silence, what are we teaching them? Teach them it's okay. Yeah. Yeah, right? Because you can't be a stand for, you know, let me back up. I teach about living by your highest values. Are you familiar with Dr. John DeMartini? So Dr. John DeMartini is one of the contributing authors to the book, The Secret. And I've been studying under him since 2018, taking a lot of his coursework, worked with him personally. And we have an opportunity to live by our highest values. And every time we're not living by our highest values, we feel off balance, right? Off center, meaning we're a little irritable, but we don't know why. And, you know, maybe you agreed to do something you didn't really want to do. You made a compromise to something it really wasn't a compromise. You're still giving too much. Or you're working at a job and they're not paying you what you need to be paid, right? So I launched the debit card program for the United States. And I got paid half the salary as the man sitting next to me. Because I was female. And so by accepting the role and going to work every day and working, and by the way, they took away my team, so I had to work not 40 hours a week. I was in order to launch the program for the United States and on time, end up working like 80 hours a week to the point where I was nearly sick and dead. And so I became an expert at teaching people how to treat me the wrong way. My fault, right? I have to own that. It's not their fault. I'm the one who agreed. It's also about so I'm not saying the story like, and no one should have pity. Like no one should have, oh, poor Jody. This is not the story. The story is I had to own my own shit. Like this is my responsibility. I had to step into it and I had to know my own worth and then choose to be paid my own worth. And it took me a long time for that because I had self-limiting beliefs about what women were allowed to be paid. And it was really interesting though, because I had good mentors. And as a 13-and-a-half-year-old, I started working at a bank in Barrington, and all the executives were women. So I didn't have a belief system that women couldn't, you know, have great positions, but I never equated it to the cash flow. No one ever talked to me about cash flow. And there was a silly thing about making your age. Did you ever hear about that when you were growing up? You should be able to make your age, earn your age. So if you're 18, you're making $18,000 a year. If you're 30, you should be making $30,000 a year. It was a thing. Oh, yeah. It was crazy, right? Because that tells you can't be anything more than your age. Like that's a program that you don't need. So we were going to ask this question: what has kept you grounded through your journey? And so we're, you know, everyone has their different ideas about where they connect with God? Did you feel like you had to go to a church? Could you do it in the forest? Could you do it at home? Or all of the above?
Your size may be smaller than mine because mine might be simple.
Well, and to be able to hear and know his voice. How do you know his voice?
Oh! And so the truth comes out. That's hilarious. You don't want to do it. You know, so for me, how I know his voice, you know, I ground, right? And I center myself. And then I bring in the Christ white light. And I feel the love of Christ and my spirit guides in my heart. And I don't even ask questions until I feel that. Because if I feel something different, I don't know who I'm talking to. Somebody can masquerade as God, right? When you are a feeler and you can feel, you can't masquerade feelings. They're too real. You can masquerade a voice. Clear cognizant can be masquerade. You know, you can mask that, to mask the voice. You can mask a lot of things, but you cannot mask a feeling. Which makes it really tough to trick somebody who's clear sentient, because you can tell all day long they're lying. Bye bye. You know. No, you don't. It's on God's divine timing. I love that. It got really cold in here. Oh, it's spirit. Spirit's here. That's why. You got cold over there too at the same time? It's spirit. Okay. That's me too. Okay. So here we go. I got my blankie. No surprise that we both got cold at the same time. So that's when spirit's really there, right? Because you just can't mask that. And so when you're listening to what, you know, he says, then it's there's no question. And I'm a clear cognizant. I mean, I have a clear knowing. I just know. And you said, wait, I'm cold too. Well, honey, you're hearing the conversation. So if everybody's cold right now, we just brought spirit in. So honor where you're at, right? He's so funny. All right, so, oh, I knew it. Hold on a second. The hummingbird is back. So I have this hummingbird and also a red cardinal. Hold on. Okay, we got to get the message. He's sitting there fluttering outside my window. I have two birds that come to see me, a red cardinal, and I have a picture of it, and he just sits there and he stares at me. And then there's hummingbird who just flutters right in front of me, and he usually has a message. Now, he flew in and flew out. So we're going to wait till he comes back. It's really, so I, you know, okay. So did I tell you I have birds or no? So they'll be on the show shortly after break. And they always have messages. I'm an animal communicator. And
So birds are my spirit animal. So whenever there's an important message for the world to hear, they'll come in the middle of a show, middle of a meeting. You know? I'm like, all right. She says, Grand Rising, we can't hear your guest's voice on Blog Talk. We hear her fine on Facebook. Do you know why? No. That's weird. That's weird. So okay. And Andrew's saying, it's quite chilly outside for a hummingbird. Well, okay. Fine. We'll get him a space heater, okay? I can't tell him what to do and where to show up. She must love the energy. Yeah, probably. So Naima, can you hear Andrea now on Blog Talk? Yeah. So let us know. And why don't we go to commercial right now anyway, while we're working out that, and give me one sec here. All right. Oh, so what we're going to do, this is a good commercial. This is my commercial about water filtration and why it's so important. So here we go. It's 3 minutes. Give us time to figure out. Yeah. All right. Okay, so I cut that a little bit short. We got different ways to help you at the house. But for some reason, it's not, you can't hear, the audience cannot hear us on Blog Talk whenever we run any commercial right now, which is a new phenomenon. So Naima Latif was our executive producer. So, Andrea, could you just say a few words, like, you know, so Naima did you hear Andrea? So we have actually you on, Andrea, the screen. You have two. Are you using the microphone from the device that you're? So they're saying they can't hear you. So it's almost like we have, this would have to be added to the stream, the other one. So now speak. Okay. So Naima, can you hear her now? Okay. So, come on, girlfriend.
Oh, and this is Nayla.
So hopefully, Naima, so I don't know what to do with, so, oh, I have a way to do this. Hold on. So if we do this different layout, and still no sound of her voice, so only my voice can be heard. That's just really weird. So what we can do, since we're recording this, we'll just upload the recording to Blog Talk. So if looks like we have someone calling in again, 773-366. I'm going to remove this. So if you, let's see.
We have someone calling in
again, 773-366. What's yes. Your name
you calling from? Well, this is Naima, and I'm just calling to, again, test the sound from this phone. I'm not sure. Well, I looked at the switchboard. I'm not sure. Let's see. You have the host mic open and my mic open. I'm at 773-366. But the Blog Talk channel isn't playing the sound.
So what we
unless
can do,
it's my phone. I don't know if you want to open up the other mic, 779-801. I think that's Maika. I don't know if you want to open her mic and see if she was able to hear the guest. Just to make sure it's not.
Sure. But actually what we could do is I can just upload the audio later. And,
yes.
You know, okay, and that way we can carry on with the show. Is that okay?
Yeah, and I'll keep trying to figure it out because, you know, your guest is saying some great things. I didn't realize that it wasn't coming through on the radio channel until, you know, I looked, tuned in, and I said, wait a minute, we can't hear her. So, yeah, we'll keep working on this while you keep talking. Just have her keep talking, and I'll keep trying to figure out what the problem is with the connection.
Yeah, and so we, you know.
You did check your phones or whatever your connection is to make sure it's nothing is on mute. Because how do you usually pick up your sound on
So StreamYard? We're direct connected. We're direct connected.
Okay. So maybe it's only. I don't know. Well, you've done it before, but for some reason it's only, it's not picking up the audio from her screen.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why. Is your audio working, Andrea? I mean, it must be, because I can hear you. So why don't we trouble?
I mean, we can hear her on Facebook.
What? Yeah.
We can hear her fine on Facebook. We just can't hear her on Blog Talk. So for some reason it's not...
Yeah, so it's Blog Talk related. Well, I'll upload it later, but why don't we troubleshoot this after the show?
Yes, and I'll keep trying while you're working. Okay.
All right.
Continue.
Sounds good. All right.
Thanks, Andrea. I appreciate you.
Do you have any questions for Andrea?
I'll let her continue, and then I'll press one again if I want to add. But, you know, you do have other callers on, they may, I don't know if they can hear everything she said if they're not watching you on.
One sec. We've got everybody talking over each other. So, okay. Hold on. Naima, hold on. Naeem, are you cool if we go forward on the show now?
That's fine. I'll keep trying to work on the sound. Just keep going.
Thank you. All right. So talk to us about Eleanor Greek. Where did you come up with these designs, and where did you get the background for doing that? The background for doing that. He says, yes, we'll have a look at that. That's amazing. What is, it's the OOP for me? What's that mean? Oh, okay. Okay, so if we go here, if I go to accessories, right? Oh, there you go. Wow, look at that. Oh, that's so much fun. Look at that. Yeah, and what's 1913? What does that represent? Ah, okay. So let's see. What about your sorority sisters? How did they feel about all this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. What about your sorority sisters? How did they feel about all this? Naeem's hand went up and there was an issue with Well, I need to not show that, so hold on. We had an issue with the back end. So stop it. So Faithla has something she needs to share about, which is why she's so fidgety. So let me ask her, so what is it that you want to share with Andrea or and or the world? That... What are you saying? Clothes don't make you. Okay. What do you say? Feathers make you. I'm like, really? So you know she stopped biting the finger once, you know, like once I got her message. Oh, I hear what she's saying. She says, love your body where it's at. Okay. And what else do you want to say? She says she likes the idea that the simplicity around what you've created. It's unique, but it's also simplistic. Do you want to talk about that? So that's what she felt. I mean, seriously, you know, I can't make it up, right? So is the skirt...
Yeah, so you, that's did you make, felt. I mean, seriously, oh, you know, I can't make it up, right?
Okay, so Naeem, you have to stop opening your mic. Okay, because Naeem keeps on opening her mic and it's messing up our system here. So, okay, so we're going to take that down. So let me, what time is it? It's 9:13. And it looks like we're getting some private dating chat girl opportunities. And Teddy June, thank you very much for blocking them. She's for goodness sakes. So, what is the biggest regret that you have in your life? And I assume it's relative to what you've done here. Why don't you talk to us about that?
Forward. Like I was... lot of it. But they won't push you to where you need to be.
I'm going to go to commercial.
If I had known my worth, accepted my work, I would have been doing this a long time ago, and I would have been operating in my full.
Okay, so we're going to go to a commercial. We handle these issues. Okay.
We gotta stop. We gotta stop opening the show, and then I will. You'll have to hear it later, my map.
The host, most of your listeners are not on the support. You don't know who across the world listens to you. So you can't give them nothing just because they're not watching on Facebook.
Okay, you're now live. So you're live. You're telling this to
Diana, this is inappropriate. You can't do this on the show.
I am playing commercials. I can't close my mic. I'll end the show.
Jerry Zuzan of Tucson Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she now offers a psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Tucson Essentials, we engineer with helpful clients with a self-paced functional food program now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
Is it echoing now? I don't think so.
Yes, another commercial. Okay.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay, I'm going to mute you now. Naima, we're live, so we're not going to do this now. Bye-bye.
We're doing it. It's working.
Okay. Not conversations we like to have live. So, never had this before. This is very interesting. Okay, so let's see. Back to, I'm off beat. So who can benefit from your story about, you know, that? I apologize. I've never had this
before. It's no worries. As you said before, the divine, the people who are supposed to hear are going to hear it, and it's going to be all good. So we're going to operate with that. But honestly, anyone who is battling with their self-worth, their value, these are the people who can who resonate with my story, who can benefit from my story. I say, one, learn who you are and operate in the fullness of who you are and who God has called you to be.
and do not shake from that. Don't allow external forces, external people, anything external, because maybe I won't name them all, but operate in your true self and knowing what you're supposed to do and go for it, because God will provide. He will give you the things that you need in order to let your true self come into fruition. And I just say this, you can't operate in your fullness until you do what you are called to. Most people are called to help serve some population of people. So until you find out who you're supposed to serve, do things randomly. Don't do businesses for money. Don't do it because, one, it's not going to be fulfilling. Find out who you're supposed to be helping.
Well, and that rings very true with me, right? So when you know what your mission is here, and all of us, it's not supposed to be your mission is not your neighbor's mission.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not your best friend's mission. It's not your mom's mission. It's not your dad's mission. And it may not be your husband's mission. It may not be your wife's mission, whatever, you know, fill in the blank. But you have to know who you, Teddy's like, truth, and she, Zelda says, thanks for being so transparent, and Zelda also says, so Zelda's our Monday, morning host, she is our stressologist, she has grand rising beautiful queen sisters. No regret here. All part of the learning process. When we know better, we can begin the healing process. It's a lifelong journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's when we're trying to live by someone else's values, that's their mission. And one thing I've been trying to teach a friend of mine, and he hasn't figured it out yet, he keeps on trying to serve others what they want. I'm like, no, they got to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you serve you, that's when you start to blossom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Serving you is also serving God. And I will say that there's caveats to that, right? Because some people who are self-serving may be only self-serving, like you said. If you're in it only for the money, then it's going to come to a crashing halt at some point in time. However, if you are serving you, meaning living by your highest values, living through Christ, understanding that how what you're doing in the world is impacting to make a difference, that's serving you. That's living by your highest values. And it's also serving God, and it's also serving the community.
Absolutely.
Did you see how Teddy spelled your name? I think she meant it as loving. And whether it was meant, yeah, first of all, Teddy's an amazing soul. It's almost like, well, it's spelled incorrectly with the beginning, but the ya is like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how I interpret it, because that's how I know it. So there we go. We've had more commercials than I know what to do with. This is really what I want to talk about. The biggest regret in life, which what you said was not living by your highest values. How did you get there? I know you said you did a lot of prayer, but who did you study, like, other than the Bible?
Honestly, myself. And I know that sounds crazy. I turned off the noise. I turned off the TV. I got to know myself. I can't even sit up here and say, oh, I read a whole bunch of books, because honestly, the Bible was my most important book. But I spent someone's analyzing, do you like this? Do you like that? Are you happy when people treat you like this? Are you happy? Like, really just getting to know myself down to the core and understanding, like, what have you, like, what have you done or what, how would you want to be treated? Just really kind of down to all the basic questions to myself. And so that was really who I spent time with, was myself.
You know, I can get that, because when I was disabled, which was for almost 4 years, I had a lot of alone time, a lot of alone time, a lot of quiet time. And this morning, I was listening to Oprah Winfrey on iHeartRadio and her podcast. And I used to listen to Oprah every morning. She was a ritual for me. She represented, you know, a woman for me who overcame mediocrity, who wouldn't let other people tell her what to do, lived by her heart, you know, still lives by her heart. And so I was, you know, she was talking about gratitude. And so, and then, and how you can manifest everything with gratitude. And so, which is how I've lived my life. And I'm actually going to play this video, and God help me if you can't hear it. give me a thumbs down if you can't hear it, okay? So, but it's a really good short video. It's 2 minutes and 46 seconds, and it says what Oprah knows about the power of gratitude. It's one of her life classes. So, let me just see if I can share that this morning. We are just having issues. I can't even share a screen, apparently. That's really weird. Okay. Well, I'll just, I don't know how that's supposed to work. So let me go to commercial while I figure this out.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan, Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, so this is really weird. I guess you cannot, the screen share function is now gone. So I'm actually just going to see if I can play this anyway. So that, you cannot hear it. That's odd. So what she talks about, whenever you are, and there's the present button. It's not here. So let's see if we can do this. All right. So let's see. Did you hear that? So what she's saying here is about focusing on the one thing that you're grateful for. So focus on your breath, focus on the small things. And it's really an important message because with gratitude, you can manifest a business, you can manifest a boyfriend, you can manifest abundance, financial abundance, you can manifest anything that you want. And let me just stop the screen share on that. So do you use gratitude as a way to manifest what you're looking for? I know we talked a little bit about attitude and respect around it, but...
Maybe not in a sense of how Oprah uses it, but I do thank God for the things that I have. And a lot of the times I thank him for my breath. I thank him for allowing me to walk, to have use of my limbs. So I do use that, but not, I have to go and see exactly what she's saying to say, to see if that's how I use it. But I definitely thank God for the little things. I know a lot of the times we want the husband, we want the millions, we want all of these things, but I'm thankful for, like you said, the small things, and those are the things that I oftentimes thank him for, because a lot of the times we take those things for granted.
Yeah, and I think it is, like, that's really so important. I like to focus on the small things, right? When I was sitting under Dr. John D. Martini, and we were focusing on the things that we're grateful for, you know, people forget. What about, I mean, like, all the gifts that you got, like the fact that you had a meal every morning for breakfast growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Having the gratitude around that. And, you know, a lot of us, we grew up privileged. Some of us did, some of us didn't. But for those that did, and even for the ones that didn't grow up privileged but still had a meal every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's stopped comparing ourselves to our neighbors and just having gratitude, pure gratitude for the gift of a hot shower, the gift of the air that we breathe, the gift of waking up that morning,
mm-hmm.
another day. And so I think that when we operate with gratitude, you know, like, for instance, the blog talk's not working, right, the way we want it to be working. Well, I'm grateful that StreamYard is working, and then when we're done with the show, I can download the audio and upload it right back. Like, I don't have to sweat the small stuff, and when you sweat the small stuff and worry about something not working, and that, then the attention goes to that. And then we take the attention off of what really matters.
Absolutely.
And we could be reactive to the fact that Blog Talk's not working, but instead we can respond. Let it be what it needs to be, right? You download the audio, you put it up, everyone can hear it. Like, we don't have to go into this fight or flight mode and wig everybody out. Just be. And so I think it's a huge lesson that we had today on the show is how do you choose to respond or react to a situation that you're being faced with? Are you going to, you know, start creating chaos? Or are you going to go with the flow? Are you going to make the fire worse? Or are you going to douse it with a little water? And I think we have choices every single day. And I think that's really what the message is. What's your choice? How do you want to respond or react? And what, you know, what do you want to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're growing a business like you have, those are the choices you're making every day, are you not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some of the struggles that you've had in your business?
One, knowing how to show up, and I say that because even so small down to emails, like, I wouldn't send emails if they weren't perfect, and I realized that it doesn't matter if it's not perfect. I need to show up for the emails. When you send emails, you make money. You don't send emails, you don't make money, point blank, period. So me getting hung up on if something is capitalized, something, like, at the day, I have to help me do it. I just need to let her do it. My time should not be wasted on, you know, I won't say wasted, but my time should not be utilized on emails when I have somebody to do that. And I just need to trust her. And at the end of the day, if an email goes out with something incorrect, you know, give or take spelling or something like that, it's not the end of the world. life goes on, I promise.
Right, right. And then if the links aren't working, though, and people can't purchase, that's an issue. But if there's a typo, look the other way.
Right. And I used to get hung up on that, and I would go crazy. And I just would, so I was like, you know what? Nope, we're not sending any emails. Well, there were no sales.
That was a lesson for me too, a similar lesson. So everyone's always like, oh, don't spam me, don't spam me, don't spam me. And so they look at an email as spam. But it's really not. It's content.
Mm-hmm.
I never sent emails. And as soon as I started sending emails, guess what happened?
Spam.
Spam.
Yeah. Who is for you? There's an unsubscribe button. If they don't want it, they can unsubscribe.
And let them. It is okay. Like, our list intentionally went down because who we were working with before shifted. So we brought on all these new people and kind of weeded out the ones that didn't resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that, you know. Because who I was in the past isn't, oh, somebody else wants to meet you.
Hold on.
Tinker, are you going to come say hello? Yeah, she said, I want to say hello to Auntie Andrea.
These birds are beautiful.
Mm. So, this is Fagala, who's chewing on the napkin. And this is Tinkerbell.
Tinker.
And they are both rescued. And, are you good there, Dolly? And it used to be, when I got her, she was not able to fly. And this one was near dead. So they both were healed and using plant and energy-based healing. She's like, look, I can fly now.
Is that what you want?
That's what she wanted to show. So all things can heal. So Andrew is here, and he's saying, tell us how you're reaching out to your clients or your prospective clients, because you're working with the group system, right?
Yes, yes, so I am working with them, but I also work with people who aren't Greek as far as coaching is concerned, but I get to them through Instagram, and there's a link in my Instagram bio which allows people to connect with me and figure out about the lifestyle. I want people to realize that, you know, we all, and a lot of people do this, we all set goals in the beginning of the year. My goal calendar is, actually, I use a 12-week year, so my goal calendar is a little bit different than most people.
You use a what week year? A 12-week?
12-week year.
What does that mean?
And so, I think my book is up there, but basically, they're 12, after 12 weeks, that's really considered a year. So I have 4 years in 1 year.
Okay. So quarterly.
Yes. Quarterly is considered a year, correct. But a lot of times...
Listen to me. Keep going.
Oh, so a lot of times people set these huge goals. So instead of that, with the 12-week year, like if you want to lose 20 pounds, like saying 20 pounds, that's like overwhelming. Like when you think about 20 pounds, you're like, oh, shoot, like this is a lot of weight. But if you say, I want to lose 5 pounds in 12 weeks, that sounds like a little bit more doable, like, and you can break that down. And so with the 12-week year, you break your thing down into goals, like small goals. So it's like, okay, I'm going to drink water for every meal except my Saturday evening dinner. Okay, and so then you'll go through your little checkbox, you have your Excel sheet, and you'll check the things off. And so you can start giving yourself a point system. And you can follow your point system so you can start to see where you're messing up. So then you'll be like, okay, I'm going to walk 5 days a week. Okay, I walked on Monday, I walked on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I did Friday, and I did Saturday. And so you can kind of see where you're doing right or where you're doing wrong and where you need to make some tweaks for yourself. And so this is a 12-week year. It really just breaks down your goals so they are so you're not eating the whole steak at once. You're cutting your steak up, basically.
Or chicken.
Or whatever.
Or fish. Or broccoli, but I love the concept.
Yes.
It's a great concept. And so if you're breaking up the year and you're not even all your stake at once, if you do need to fail forward, you can do it with greater ease.
Correct. And I just feel like goals, a lot of the times, they are just overwhelming when you think about it in a context of the grand arching goal. I just feel like it's overwhelming. Even as an entrepreneur, I feel like it's overwhelming. A lot of times, you know, even and as when I was an employee and I can't say I didn't have control, because I did have control. Jody said, own your stuff. So I did have control, but, okay, so I did have control. But maybe I didn't feel like I had, it was truly overwhelming for me. And so to break the things down, it's much more palatable with this breakdown. And I feel like it's palatable for everyone. So if you don't have it, there's a book online, and I can't remember the author, which is crazy because I open the Excel sheet every day, but it's called 12-Week Year. You'll see it online on Amazon. So I would go grab the book or the worksheet if you want it offline.
12-Week Year. Let's see what we've got here. Okay, I see it. By Brian P. Moran and Michael Lennington. Would that be right?
That should be correct. It's a red book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I'm pulling up its website. And I'll share. And they have a new book out. Wait till you see this.
Okay.
Let me just do share screen. Because they just did a pop-up. And what were we talking about? Accountability. And it's called Uncommon Accountability, a Radical New Approach to Greater Success and Fulfillment.
And I do agree with that.
Me too. Yeah, you have to be radically responsible for who you are in order to make a change and shift where you're going. Until you, I love this book. This is going to be amazing. I'm going to order this book myself. Thank you for the contribution. And, you know, in order for you to get, you know, what got you here isn't going to get you there, right? So you have to shift it up. And you have to be radically responsible for the behaviors, actions, and inactions so that you can have the change in your life that you want, you know, just like that. And is this a friend of yours, Tristan Minnick-Pede? Good morning, or no? No?
No.
Maybe? Could be one of mine. So welcome, Kristen, to the show. We're happy to have you here. And we have the whole board is lit up on Blog Talk, just so you know, so it is working, so that's a beautiful thing.
Great.
And we're happy to have you. If you have any questions, feel free to chime in. You can either leave a message on Facebook, YouTube, or you can raise your hand and we'll open up the mic for you and you can ask a question of Andrea. So, and if you want the number, if you're already on the board, you know the number to call, and you just press 1 to speak. And so what I'm going to do here is, here it is. So if you are watching on YouTube, if you want to call in, it's 515-605-9325 and press 1 to ask your question. So, and to find Andrea, you can go to Instagram. It's at Andrea on Instagram, and you can connect with her there and follow. And so you also do retreats. Tell us about that.
So the retreats are to teach women how to love themselves. And I focus on women a lot of times. Like guys are like, well, we need to learn too. Well, I am supposed to serve women. So I don't know. Maybe there'll be a counterpart where I can marry. I don't know. Or maybe someone who will come and help the men. But I'm supposed to no love lost though. But teach them how to love themselves. A lot of the time, you know, women wait for men to do stuff for them. And for me, it's not about that. I love myself the way I am. I love myself. I treat myself and I honor myself no matter what's going on in my love life or what's not going on in my love life. I give myself flowers. I save myself on trips. I have a monthly spa date with myself. And so I don't wait for anybody else to show me love. And I think a lot of the times women, they wait for other people to show them love. And they give love to other people, but they rarely give love to themselves. And I don't know why, but I'm breaking that. And I'm showing people how to love, you know, how to love themselves.
So I love that. So that's such a beautiful. And first of all, I'm going to back up for a second. Kristen, welcome to the show. She says she's friends with my hubby from high school. So we are really grateful that you tuned in, and we're just really grateful. So thank you so much for taking the time. So loving yourself is huge, and that's why the name of the show is Self-Care. Because you got to love yourself, right? Self-care. And yourself. This body bag that we were given, right? I call it the body bag. So we have in our house, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I meditate before my feet even hit the ground. I love myself by preparing a smoothie that's so nutrient dense, it would send, you know, anybody to the moon back, right? So, you know, you've got to support your own immune system.
Absolutely.
We also have a concept called the place of peace. And it's a multimodal approach. It's almost like deprivation because you're wearing headsets that emit a white noise,
mm-hmm.
and the white noise puts the brain in a theta state, which is a state of calm and creativity, and you're just like, you know, you're in your own world, and we pair that with pulse electromagnetic frequencies, and we pair that with the frequency of love, 528, and we pair that with specific essential oils. And it's 20 minutes, and when you get somebody off the place of peace, they're like, how many hours ago was that? Because they feel like they've been sleeping for 8 to 10 hours
mm-hmm.
in 20 minutes. And it's transformational. And so we do that here. We do the Beamer every day. We do the Bod every day. We probably do the peace sessions ourselves probably twice a week, you know. And so there's an opportunity for us to give ourselves more self-love, right? Because there always is. We're never doing enough. And we don't necessarily go out and do the spa days, but we created a spa home.
Whatever works. And I know people are spa expensive. Light a candle, get in the bathtub. I mean, the spa day doesn't have to be, like, super expensive. You can do whatever you need to do for yourself.
So, and I love that, too, right? So, in the bathtub, add your Epsom salt,
mm-hmm.
add your lavender essential oil, or if you're been exposed to trauma, bergamot essential oil, right? Because bergamot's really good for helping you to release trauma, or frankincense, which puts the brain in a theta state and meditative state. Light that candle. I encourage you to make it a beeswax candle and not soy or any other, you know, toxic thing. If you want to learn about that, you can just reach out to me later about how to reduce your toxic load. And I would also say put on the 528 hertz music. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. My therapist uses it.
Yeah, right? So my therapist did not turn me on to the 528. I have a good friend of mine. My husband and I, Tinkerbell, enjoying breakfast. a good friend of mine, his name is Rajai Kaldani, and he's a frequency expert. And he came over for Christmas in 2019 when we were living in Illinois, and he brought up frequency, the 528 hertz. I'm like, well, I don't know about that. And that's when the place of peace came together. Because God said, okay, now you have all the pieces. Now I want you to bring everything that I've shown you, bring it all together, and give people peace.
Mm-hmm.
We think peace starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, go to spas, go to, you know, wherever you're called to go to, because you may need to get out of the house to do this. That may be very important to you. You know, we created it in the house. But I feel like sometimes you have to get out of the house to shift the energy. That's probably how you feel. Get close. It allows you to shift the energy, get out of your work mode and all that.
Well, yeah, but I can get peace, honestly. I won't say anywhere because obviously you can't get peace some places, but I'm open to getting peace in multiple places.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we like to get peace just by going to the forest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sitting outside and meditating, although it's a little chilly right now.
I really like you. I think you asked me before, like, how do I know God is real? Like, when I go into nature, especially the beach, it is absolutely phenomenal. How could you deny that there is a higher being? I just get taken aback every time I'm on the beach. I live in Maryland. The beaches here are not really that nice. But still, I mean, I love going to the beach to see the beauty of God.
I'm with you. The beach, the waterfalls, the mountains, you go to those places, and it's, look, I know there's some people who just don't believe in God, and actually some of those people are more Christ-like than the people that do, but
That's another whole episode.
Yeah. But the point is that when you look at Fable, look at the beauty, right? Tinkerbell. When you look at the mountains, when you look at the trees, when you look at the fact that every leaf is distinctly different and every snowflake is too. How is that not that?
Exactly. It couldn't have been us because we don't care about each other enough. I mean, it's truthful. I mean, we don't, or some people don't. I mean, I care about people, but most people don't. So you know whoever created this has to really, really, really care and love us. And so I say that to say when I went to go see the eclipse, I believe it was in 2016 or 17. I can't
remember. There was one in 2017 for sure that I know.
Okay. I tell you, I'm like, if anybody doesn't believe, like, I went to see it in South Carolina. I'm like, if you have any doubts about God, you needed to be here because I just felt like your life could have been changed because it literally went pitch black in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. I was working at a chiropractic company in 2017. So, and I took time. I parked in a parking lot and paused and was present for the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to tell you, you know, you and I are just getting to know each other. We didn't have too much time to chat prior to the show, and I was sick, so I didn't even get on a video with you. But I wanted to speak my truth.
Please do.
You are a bright light, and I think we're just getting to know the soul that you are. Which is so beautiful. And I love what you've shared with us today. And despite the technology issues, you stood strong. And what a perfect demonstration of a classy woman that you are, classy soul.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And so if somebody wanted to reach out to you, they can do this on, let me go back to the banner. They follow you on Instagram, is that right?
They can follow on Instagram, and then there's a link on my Instagram in which it says, like no other lifestyle, and you click that, and you will be taken, and I will get your contact information through there, and I will reach out to you.
That's wonderful. And so they, so you, are you expanding to other Greek, you know, talk about expansions, if you don't mind.
What did you say?
Talk about the expansion that you're doing.
So right now, I currently serve Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and then I'm adding AKA, SG Rho, and Z5B within 2023. And probably once I get that all situated, we will be moving into the other sororities. I don't have a timeline for the other sororities as of right now, but that is the goal.
Okay. And that is just completely delightful. And so you mentor other women. I really feel that that's such an important part of your journey. It's not just the clothing and giving people the ability to dress lovely but easy and comfortable, right? But also to redefine themselves and who they think they are, not based upon what someone told them they had to be.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't have to fit in the box, and it's okay, because you weren't meant to fit in a box.
Mm-hmm. Any last words? We have 4 minutes, and really not even that, because I have to run the ending, but what's your last word?
My last words is people get peace, and that, you know, life is great, but you have to continuously work on that peace, that self-reflection, self-joy. All of the things that you think you've conquered, you have conquered them, but you have to continuously work on them. It's kind of like once you lose weight. Well, if you start back to your old habits, you'll go back. So just remember, it is a journey. It's not a stop. It is a journey. So, yes, you did conquer peace, but you have to keep working on your peace.
Yeah, that's a really important message. It's such an important message. It's not a stop. It is a journey. Yeah, I lost 92 pounds, but and I kept it off for years and then gained about 20, 25 pounds more when I moved from Illinois to Georgia, not because I changed my heavy eating habits. It was my stress.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually don't eat when I'm upset. I stop eating. But the cortisol levels are so high that my body holds on to everything that I do eat,
mm-hmm.
and stores in my fat cells.
Yeah.
And so you have to understand your own body. Now, it's not the same for everybody else's body, but it is that way for mine. So my next part of my journey was, how do I manage my stress levels so that my body's happy?
And
so it's such an important message that you gave. This is not, it's a journey. We got 90 seconds. Okay. Let me read the ending. And I'm so grateful for you coming on the show, sharing, you know, your journey and sharing your wisdom. You're a young woman with an old soul.
I love that.
Yeah. Love having you here. And thank you to our listeners. We have so many on Blog Talk, the whole board. Thank you to our new listener, Kristen, today. We're so grateful. Teddy, Zelda, Naima, and, you know, and my husband. Can't forget my husband. Most gratitude of all to him. So grateful. And, again, follow Andrea Price on Instagram. And connect with her there. And if you are interested in learning more about Susan Essentials, you can schedule your free consultation, jody@susanessentials.com. And my number is 847-738-0242. We have lots of neat programs going on and lots of sales. Also right now, water filtration systems, ways to neutralize. And then I have ways to teach you divine intervention. So